Blog Talk Radio.
Holloway Hill, and you are listening to the Living by Design show. I tell you, I am really pumped right now because I am very excited to run solo today so that I can give my loyal listeners a very special sneak preview of the Lies, Love, and Life Workshop Tour. It's going to be kicking off in Indianapolis, Indiana on September the 29th. And I am so pumped, I can't wait. I am going to give you a preview of what to expect in the workshop on the 29th. And actually, this workshop is just kicking off in Indianapolis, but it is going to be sweeping the country. We have so many different locations already lined up, but we're going to be kicking it off on the 29th of September. So if you are in the Indianapolis area or surrounding areas, I recommend that you get signed up for this workshop, because if you have ever convinced yourself that you would never be successful, unknowingly convinced yourself that you will never be successful because you tell yourself lies, and we all have done it. We can't deny it. We've all done it at one point, at some time or another in our lives. We've told ourselves lies of some sort, whether it's lies about life, lies about love, lies about our job situation, our career, relationships, many different lies. Some of the common ones are I'm too old or I will never get out of debt. Today is going to be a miserable day. My luck is bad. I will never find true love. I've always been this way. I can't change. Those are just a few of the very popular lies that we tell ourselves constantly. So in this Lies, Love, and Light workshop, we will not only delve deeply into this topic, but we will also go through in-depth exercises that will depict real-life scenarios to give you a snapshot of what actually occurs when you engage in this type of behavior. Now, let me just talk a little bit about the fee. The fee to register is only $20. And let me add this. For everyone who registers before September 14th, that's next Friday, you will automatically be registered for a raffle that includes a, listen to this package, a 3-hour one-on-one coaching session with me, and we can do the 3 hours all at once, or we can break it up into three different sessions. 3 hours one-on-one coaching sessions with me. Both my books, Emotional Bailout and Lies, Love, and Life, and the two audio books. This is close to a $3,000 value, so make sure you don't miss the opportunity to get your name in the raffle registration. There will also be valuable giveaways, books, audio CDs, etc. during the workshop, but this particular one is a massively great value. And I also want to say that before I actually get into the workshop preview, I want everyone to know that the $20 registration fee is my gift to you. The amount of information you will receive, the worksheets, the interactive exercises, the activities, the role-playing to incorporate into your real-life scenarios, there's free parking, refreshments, my facilitation, and we have a co-facilitator, guest co-facilitator, Ms. Chris Meadows, who I will talk about shortly. But this is a massively great opportunity. All this would normally cost well over $100, and that would still be a bargain. from a facilitator who is an award-winning author, a certified life improvement consultant for the Jeremy Kyle Show, a psychologist, a master's in psychology, featured in numerous national publications. And the list just goes on and on and on about the credentials, and this is so not about me and my credentials. This is about the opportunity for you to make a difference, change your life, and have it facilitated by someone who has a ton of experience in this area. My experience spans 30-plus years, and my client success rate is in the 99 percentile. So that means 99% of the individuals who've worked with me one-on-one do accomplish their goals. And I am so committed to this workshop because I do want to help you improve your life. So the goal here is not for me to make money. It's not for me to make money. It's for you to make a difference in your life. And that's how we're able to keep the fee so low. So please, please take advantage of this. And I do want to tell you that there will be a guest facilitator, Ms. Chris Meadows. She is an amazing individual who has accomplished quite a bit. She's the founder and CEO of Harvest Girls International, which was founded in Indianapolis, Indiana. And the purpose of it is to empower young women to celebrate the journey of their lives. Young girls ages 9 to 17 with the power to dream. Her self-esteem programs are absolutely magnificent. She's also a Torchbearer Award winner by the Indiana Commission for Women. We both are. She has received numerous awards from Pine Sol and a Dove, and she's been featured in Ebony as well. And she's hosted tons of workshops, empowerment parties, and has been a keynote speaker throughout the community. So she is just going to be a nice little added bonus. So this is definitely something you don't want to miss. So I encourage you to go to www.chollowayhill.com. That's CHOLLOWAYHILL.com and register today. So let me just give you a preview of what will be covered in the workshop. I'm going to combine my psychology knowledge, my life coaching, and my life experience to create this workshop, which will actually give you the best of all of me. The interactive exercises are very engaging, they're very empowering, and we will begin with an opening exercise, which is an icebreaker, that will hit you so hard and immediately bring your awareness to the truth about how lies affect your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs, and your life. And it will also help you to see how quickly you can get sucked into that cesspool of lying, how quickly it just takes over your life, and how quickly you can just be consumed by it. Then we will discuss an area that is rarely understood, but it's very necessary in getting beyond the vicious self-lie cycle. Kind of a tongue twister. But it is very necessary to understand this concept, and that is the difference between an opinion, a belief, and a conviction. Yes, there is a difference between those three. And if you understand the difference in those three, then it's going to help you significantly with this process. We're going to go through some exercises, but just for purposes of understanding those three definitions, an opinion is a viewpoint or a judgment formed about something, not necessarily based on fact or knowledge. It's just a viewpoint or a judgment. A belief is an acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. And it's usually substantiated by something you've been through. Your beliefs are based on typically your life experiences, your upbringing, or your beliefs come from somewhere. Maybe someone told you that as a child. But a belief is an acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. A conviction, on the other hand, is a firmly held belief, meaning that you are so strongly attached to this statement that you believe is true or that something exists, you're so strongly attached to it that it would be next to impossible for you to let go of it. So it's important to understand these differences in order to separate or differentiate what you hold in your subconscious. A conviction is a firmly held belief. A conviction is a belief, but it's firmly, firmly, firmly planted inside of you. That's why when you hear that a person was convicted of a crime, the conviction is based on firmly held beliefs and evidence to support that belief. So in the workshop, we will show you how to let go of toxic beliefs and how to turn them into healthy convictions. So we don't want to let beliefs rule us anymore. I'm going to show you how to use convictions, how to understand a conviction, and how to start using convictions to turn the situation around. I'll also demonstrate how to associate these convictions with pleasure instead of pain. Emotions depict how we think, feel, and behave. And when we learn to associate specific emotions with pleasure instead of pain, it will help to reverse your negative thought patterns. So there is a definite correlation between pain, pleasure, and the emotions that are associated with it. Now, you also are going to understand how extremely important your emotions are in this whole process. Your emotions have touched just about everything that you do in life. Your emotions touch every decision you make, every choice that you make, every action, your attitude. Your emotions are in there. That's why when you hear people talk about emotional intelligence, there's many studies out that determine that emotional intelligence, your EQ, is a better indicator of life success than your IQ. You can go to school and be smart as a whip, but if your emotional intelligence is not where it should be, you're going to struggle and have problems. And then I want to talk about the actual word pretend, because that's what we do in our lives. Think about how much we actually pretend in our lives. And regardless of how painful it is, you just continue right on with the game of pretense, because you don't know how to get out of it. I'm sure you can all remember how the lies and the pretense affected our nation during the Enron scandal. Since the 1980s, accounting scandals have always rocked the nation from time to time. But there has been none that has touched the Enron scandal that happened back in 2001. And as a result of that, there have been so many different laws that have been passed, Sarbanes-Oxley, and I don't want to even get into all of that, but I'm just telling you how very significant lies, unethical behavior, pretending has had such a major impact on our world. And that's just one example of how lies and deceit can severely affect our world. What about televised sex and violence aimed at children? There's many who say that it won't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. But everyone who keeps up with the news can see more and more examples of young people carrying guns, killing people, committing suicide, hating themselves, their lives, and the lives of others. So we know it is a serious problem that we're caught up in, the self-lies, the pretense, wearing the mask. This is a serious issue that if we don't take a look at it and we can't continue to turn a blind eye, the world is just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And then we're going to take a look at the pretense that occurs in love and relationships. Oh, my goodness. And you'll understand why so many relationships are in crisis. And you'll also understand why the divorce rate is at an all-time high of 68%. 68% of marriages are ending in divorce, the highest in over 20 years. Too many people are pretending that everything is okay, even though they know that it's not. Married couples, they seldom have time to talk deeply with their mate, share a meal, or even be intimate with one another. Then take a look at the pretense that's going on at work. Wow. How many of you listening to this program right now actually hate your jobs? Are you nodding your head yes? Because statistics show that over 85% of you listening hate your job. Now, that's staggering. Why would you want to pretend to go to a job every single day that you can't stand, people you can't stand, work that you can't stand, you're not motivated, and you feel stuck? Absolutely. I already hear you. I know what you're saying to yourself right now. I've got to earn a living. I've got to make the money. Well, we're going to talk about that in the workshop as well. There are a lot of people in managerial roles pretending they can run a productive department, even though they've never had or never even sought training in the area of people skills. They fail to see the truth. And that is why employees leave managers, not jobs. Employees don't quit their jobs, they quit their managers. There are so many people who have the role and the title of manager, but they don't understand the difference in being a manager and a leader. And this workshop is not about how to be a manager or how to be a leader. This workshop is all about you, and it's all about you understanding the concepts I just mentioned, as well as many other concepts that I'm going to talk about here shortly. But it's all about you believing that you're stuck, you lying to yourself that you're stuck, you telling yourself things that are absolutely not true that you are causing to happen in your life. I want you to ask yourself this question right now, because this is definitely what we're going to be talking about in the workshop. Do you believe that it's possible to have a happy life? I want you to answer that, yes or no. Do you believe that struggle is normal and that's the way it should be? That's a beginning. So I want you to think about those two questions, because you have to first assess what you believe. If you don't believe you deserve happiness, then you won't have it. And that's why you're going to stay stuck in that job, stuck in that relationship, stuck in that miserable life, on autopilot, doing the same thing every single day. If you're ever going to be truly happy and successful, you have to stop pretending and you have to stop lying to yourself. You have to take off the masks. Because I know you have many, many, many different masks. I know you have a mask you wear at work and a mask you wear at home and a mask you wear with your friends and a mask you wear with your family in the community, maybe a church. And it first begins with discovering the critical aspects of yourself. Who are you? Your purpose, your passion. When you have no sense of self, no identity, no purpose, you allow any situation, any person to step in and control your actions and your life direction. You also will attach yourself to people and things. It's true, we do need validation as humans. Absolutely, we need validation. And if you're not getting it in the healthy way, which we'll talk about in the workshop, if you're not getting it in the healthy way, then you will seek it in the ways that you learn through others. From a toxic environment growing up as a child, you'll just learn how to survive based on what you hear in the media, what your friends, colleagues, and family members tell you. That's how you will see the situation, and that's how you will gain the knowledge and information you need, which causes you to end up in this cycle. Doing it this way can destroy, and it will destroy, your happiness and your success. You'll lose valuable time, you'll lose control, and most importantly, you will lose your emotional health. Now, I want you to think about the process around planting a garden. Just think about what's involved in that. If you understand the process around planting a garden, I know this is very simple, but I like to use parallels so that you can get the point. You know what it takes to plant a garden. Then you know it also requires weed removal. You've got to remove the weeds before you can plant the seeds and expect beautiful flowers to blossom, correct? Well, the same process occurs in your mind. When you plant seeds of doubt, despair, negativity, pessimism, then what do you expect to grow? More doubt, despair, negativity, and pessimism. Your mind can only produce what you plant. So therefore, whatever is stored in your subconscious is what you will use to create a life. If there's negativity there with a ton of baggage that you've not addressed, then that baggage will follow you everywhere you go. Have you ever noticed how the same problems follow you from job to job and relationship to relationship? Have you ever asked yourself the question, why does this always happen to me? It's not a coincidence that it happens to you. It's because of the seeds you're planting. If you want to know how to get out of the destructive pattern, we will discuss it and go through interactive exercises and role play in the workshop, and there is a specific way on how to reverse it. And one thing I definitely want to mention is your neural pathways that are created in your brain. And I'm not going to go through a lot of psychobabble because I don't want to overwhelm anyone, but I am going to talk about the neural pathways that are created in your brain, because this is how you actually get yourself in that destructive cycle. When you attach your emotions to a situation, an experience, a person, a substance, maybe you're abusing a certain substance, when you attach your emotions back to that pain and pleasure, when you attach your emotions of pain and pleasure to a specific thing, whether it's healthy for you or whether it's not, that's how you get caught up in that destructive pattern, because a neural pathway has been created in your brain, and now your brain is just functioning on autopilot, and then your central nervous system becomes involved. And when all of those begin to align, that's how you create these destructive patterns that just become a part of you. So we're going to talk about how to understand that process and how to get you out of that process. When you sit around and complain and complain and complain about your life, instead of owning it, it only makes the situation worse. I've heard people say, well, I'm too old to change, or change is difficult, it's too hard, or are many, many, many other self-lies that keep you stuck. But there are no victims, only volunteers. You're volunteering for that type of behavior. As a child, we are under the influence of our caregivers and our environment. But once we become adults, we have the power and control of our lives, our thoughts, our actions, our choices, and our behaviors. We talk better to others than we do to ourselves. When you are having a conversation with someone else, whether you are lying about it or whether you're telling the truth, it doesn't really matter, but you make sure that you say the right words. You're very diplomatic in what you say to someone else. But when you're speaking to yourself, your self-talk, the self-lies that are in your head, sometimes you say it out loud. You talk better to others. If you would just stop and listen to some of the self-talk that you give yourself, it's terrible and destructive. Words and thoughts have power. We're also going to talk about how energy is very contagious. Because words and thoughts have energy attached to it. And that energy that's attached makes a significant difference in how you go forward, how you make the change, how you get stuck in the cycle, whether or not you do or don't get out of the cycle. Your words and your thoughts create that energy that you're bringing to you. And I know you have seen examples of hearing someone tell a story, and they may get emotional and start crying, and you may get emotional and start crying, because there's emotions that that person is showing you at that point, at that time, and then your emotions get involved because it's energy involved, and that energy is contagious. You've seen someone laugh uncontrollably, and all of a sudden you start laughing uncontrollably, even though you don't even know what's funny, because emotions are involved and energy is contagious. So we're going to talk a lot about that in the workshop as well. We're going to talk about your masks, all the different masks that you wear in life, how we become proud of the mask. We get so stuck in the mask, and we do such a good job creating the mask that all of a sudden we become proud of it. Even though it's not really us and we're keeping our true feelings hidden, but we become proud of the mask, and we do everything in our power to continue it and to make sure that it stays sharpened. So we're going to get into all of that, and then we're going to end it out with a very strong finish. And I'm actually going to save that for the workshop. I'm not going to even talk about how we're going to end it out. But you're going to be very, very pleased with the activities, all of the information, the worksheets, everything you're going to receive in this workshop. You're going to be very, very pleased. So I'm encouraging you to please go to www.chollowayhill.com, sign up, get your spot before the 14th, and you will receive what I mentioned earlier in the show. For those of you, I see some of you are dialing in. For those of you who missed the first part of this segment, please go back and listen to the archive, because this will be available in the archives. And as I close out today, I just want to talk about, or not really talk about, but just mention, there was a song that came out years ago by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and it was called Wake Up, Everybody. And I love the song, and I love the lyrics to that song, and I'm going to close out the show with the lyrics to that song. I'm not going to sing it, but I do want to let you know what the lyrics in that song are, because I think it's very critical that we pay attention. You are your biggest asset in life, and you can only control your actions and your behaviors. And if we all start living according to our unique gifts and purpose, we can make a total world of difference among ourselves and among others. The lyrics to this song go something like this. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. It's time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers. It's time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. Because they're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if you just let it be. The world won't get no better. We got to change it, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors. Make the old people well, because they're the ones who suffer and catch all the hell. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders. It's time to build a new land. I know we can do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. So I wanted to leave you with those powerful words, because hatred, war, poverty, it's living right next to you. All you have to do is just look at someone and you'll see self-hatred. You'll see war and you'll see poverty. It's just not in your bank account how much you're worth. You're worth exactly what's inside of you. Your worth is on the inside. It's not on the outside. It's not what you have. It's not what you possess. It's not about your things. It's about the power that you have inside. When you learn how to use that power, your life will change forever. So I'm going to end it on that note. And I'm going to tell you to go and sign up. You do not want to miss this workshop. It is powerful. The energy will be powerful. And you will walk out of there a brand new person. That I am not only committed to, but I have a conviction that it will happen. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and I so hope to see you at that workshop on September 29th. I'm going to sign off for now, and I will see you the same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.